Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The defense, Brad, just beyond tonight, the last few games, are you concerned at all just in terms of the regression there, or do you feel like just was just a one kind of night thing?
No, it's real. I mean, there's a real... The reality is that we're taking a lot of shortcuts and not being as solid as we have been in the past. In the last two games, I thought we were really good against Milwaukee. So it's not like we don't know what we need to do, but we just, for whatever reason, have taken too many shortcuts. And you know, you can't do that against any team. And certainly tonight, they exposed us and played great.
That's the voice of Brad Stevens calling out the Celtics, an exhausting night of basketball. They did not put up much of a fight. They did early, and there were a bunch of lead changes early in Toronto. But after that, it was the Raptors who were strutting around like a peacock, and they get the big win, as this was supposed to be a barometer, right? These games, you know, it's a regular season. You say, it doesn't matter that much because it's the regular season. But you want to see where you are. It's going to be gut check time in the playoffs before you know it. And not only did the Celtics fail the eyeball test, they failed every conceivable test imaginable, as this was a domination by the team from Canada. The Raptors get a 118-95 win. The Celtics were out-hustled. They were disjointed based on just watching the game and being, of course, an impartial and objective observer. Brad Stevens, he's got some work to do, some explaining to do. And the great thing about the NBA, as we learned last year with Cleveland, when Cleveland finished in the middle of the pack, if you will, and they still ended up winning the Eastern Conference, winning Game 7 on the road, you do not have to win the number one seed to win a conference. It's not a guarantee. Traditionally, you usually end up with the greatest record, but and you end up winning in the playoffs. But we know, like, there have been examples of teams in recent years. It's been more of a recent thing that have taken an alternative path, that they have chosen to not put the full effort in to the regular season, and then they save it for the playoffs. But if the Celtics truly have ambitions here of winning the Eastern Conference, I would assume that's still the objective, right? I don't think that they've decided they want to give that up. They've got a little over a month, and that's it. And really not over a month, because you figure the last couple games of the regular season, depending on playoff positioning and all that, it's possible the Celtics will shut some guys down at the end. But the Celtics right now are two games behind the 76ers for that number four spot, which gives you home court advantage. Now, the scenario you would like, if you're the Celtics, assuming the Celtics can't get motivated here and end up actually winning a bunch of games in a row, and they've been so up and down all over the place that there's very little to indicate that's going to happen. But if you're looking for a positive scenario, what is the top scenario for the Celtics? It would be, well, they end up in the five spot or the four spot, either one of those, but let's say they end up at number five. Can't go any lower than five. They're, you know, the Brooklyn Nets are the sixth team, and the Celtics have a six-game lead. It would have to be a disastrous jump off a cliff for the Celtics to drop lower. So they're going to finish, at worst, they finish in fifth place. But let's say they end up in five, and you want Indiana to be the number four team. Because if you can get Indiana as the number four team, even though the Pacers are still winning a bunch of games, they don't have Victor Oladipo. You'd like to think in the playoffs you can win against Indiana, even though you wouldn't have home court advantage in that scenario, where you'd be the number five team if you can play Indiana without Victor Oladipo. So, the question, if you saw the Celtics game tonight, your reaction. Where are the Celtics at right now? And we'll play some more of the audio from the Celtic locker room, but some of the reaction coming in from the Celtics. Why don't we play a little more, Bridget? Let's play a little more here because there's a lot of people very stressed out about what's going on, and they're talking in circles about the situation with the Seas.
Coach, 0-3 since the All-Star break. What's been the biggest difficulty when it comes to getting this team to get that momentum going?
We have to be a lot more connected as a team. It's been a theme for a while.
There you go. Connect. Remember the old line about the Red Sox years ago? 25 players, 25 cabs. How many? 12, 15 players, 12, 15 cabs. It sounds like Brad Stevens is attempting to say without actually saying that the Celtics are cutting corners, right? That they're phoning it in. They're not doing what you're supposed to do to play successful professional basketball. That they're careless. And they're, I don't know if satisfied is the right word. I do know that Marcus Smart, who, if you just look at the box score, Marcus Smart did not play well in this game. In fact, while he was on the court, the Celtics were outscored by 25 points with Marcus Smart. If you look at that plus-minus thing, that's bad. That's pretty bad. But Marcus Smart had some very poignant things to say in the Celtics locker room. He talked about how the Celtics are going to figure things out, he said. But he talked about the lack of effort. A number of plays with it, and this is what I noticed when I was watching in the second quarter when the Toronto Raptors just overwhelmed the Celtics, and the Celtics were going through the motions there. It was a white flag situation. The Celtics laid down their weapons, and they pretty much said, okay, we are done. That's it. We are beaten. How many are we going to lose by? Here's the quote from Marcus Smart. He told Jay King, right now, it doesn't surprise me. He was talking about the lack of effort because that's just how things are going for us. It surprises me in the fact that that's not who we are, but at the moment, it doesn't. Close quote from Marcus Smart. This brings up Bill Parcells' quote, one of the many quotes from Bill Parcells that he had talking about you are what your record says you are, right? You are what your record says you are. And right now the Celtics are the fifth team in the Eastern Conference. So outside of some kind of intervention, there is no trade. That's not going to happen. Trade deadline has passed. The Celtics have picked up a case of the scarlet fever here of late. What's going to happen? Like how's this play out for the Celtics? Are they going to be able to turn this around? They've got the Portland Trailblazers, who are a pretty good team. That's a solid team in the Western Conference, the Trailblazers, who have a lot of depth on that team. And the way the Celtics played in this game tonight, if they play like that against the Blazers, they're going to get run off the court in that game. And you're looking for that soft landing spot, and there is no real soft landing spot. The Celtics have a bunch of road games coming up once the calendar flips to March. They're all over. They got a couple home games to start March, and then they go on the road. And they'll be on the West Coast. They got to play the Golden State Warriors again. Be traveling all over God's green earth to close it out. So we'll see what Brad Stevens comes up with. But you can't really come up with effort. I mean, you should put effort. I would think the effort would just go without. So you shouldn't have to encourage NBA players to give effort. But I know this happens all the time. It's not just a Celtic problem. The players, they like to indulge in being lazy, and there's a lot of that going on right now. So, I mean, Brad Stevens can be the greatest X's and O's coach in the world, and it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant if the guys aren't hustling. It's you can come up with the greatest plays in the world, but if they're not getting back on defense, forget about it. All right, what do you think about all this? If you would like to be part, the number 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, and you can be part of the radio show that way. But the helter-skelter Celtics, up and down and all over the place, and they are going through a rough patch right now. This is pretty bad. Well, you knew it was bad when you lose to the Chicago Bulls. That should be worth about 7 losses. When you lose to the Lakers and at home, that should be worth a bunch of losses as well. But the Celts have now lost 3 in a row and 5 of their last 7. They had that winning streak where they were, rolling off a bunch of wins and all that. And they had come back after they lost to the Lakers and the Clippers, and they'd won a couple games. But since then, they've lost their last 3, and they close out the regular season with a whole bunch of road games to close it out. So they got 2 road trips of length that they've got in the month of March. So they're going to have to find a way to stop with the Matador defense. And if they don't, they're just going to get run out of the playoffs, which ultimately could be a good thing if you believe that the Celtics have to fail for Danny Ainge to trade 3 or 4 of these guys to go out and get the unibrow Anthony Davis in a big blockbuster trade and all that. All right, let's go to the phones and let's say hello to Rick, who is next here on Sports Radio WEEI. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, Rick. What's on your mind? You want to talk about Bob Kraft, yeah, Rick? Is that Kraft. What you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Celtics, that's for sure.
All right, I hear you.
But, he's not your typical billionaire. He wants to have fun and likes to be the average guy, just sat in the seats like he did in Foxborough. And I've been in a place like that before. And had a great time, got a massage, but the girls always ask you, do you want a happy ending?
They do.
One time the girl asked me, she goes, do you want a happy ending? I said, how much? She put 3 fingers up. I said, $3? She goes, no, $300.
You walked right out, didn't you, Rick? You're like, I'm out of here. I'm not paying $300.
Yeah. I said, no, thanks, but the massage was great.
How many massages have you gotten? Rick, give me, Rick, hold on a second. Rick, calm down, Rick. Yep. I've never been to one of these things. So how many massages have you gotten here, Rick, over the years? What do you?
I always did it actually in Massachusetts. Yeah, I went one time, actually, just one time. But, and it was funny when she said that, too. They probably said that to him. Do you want a happy ending? And he's, of course, he's a average
guy. Don't you think he knew what he was getting into here? He drove like 40 miles to go to this place.
Well, he flew there.
Well, at least the second day he knew what he was getting into.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bridget. Yeah, he was fully aware.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it was just funny when she put 3 fingers up. I said, $3? She goes, no, $300.
Rick, it's $3. That would be like 1870 might be $3. What's wrong with you, Rick? I mean, what's going on with you?
I said, no, you can clean me up. I'm out of here.
All right. Look at that. That's an eyewitness account.
Can afford the $300. I know that.
Yeah. I think he only paid $100, though, according to the report, right? He tipped he's a good tipper, Bob.
Is that what it was? I don't know.
Well, originally I heard $59, then I heard $79, and then he was a big tipper, so.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, when you have good service, you should.
Guy. He's the average guy. What the hell are you going to do?
Rick, he's not an average guy. He pulled up in a Bentley with a chauffeur. That's not an average guy, Rick.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. He should have just.
I don't care. I'm of the position that this stuff being criminal, I think you shouldn't have sex trafficking, obviously, but there should be a way you could legalize this kind of stuff between consenting adults and be done with it. The position, this stuff, I mean, it's like there's this shell game going on with people. This kind of stuff's been going. You had it happen, Rick, right? You just admitted it. You had no problem with it, right? You're okay, right?
Yep. If I had the money, I might have done it, but I didn't have the money.
I understand.
I just wanted a massage.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right. There's Rick. $300. It's very expensive. You got to pay taxes and stuff like that. Price goes up there. That's how it works. All right. It's Ben Maller. We're hanging out here. It is a late night on Sports Radio WEI. I do want to go back into the sultry world of Bob Kraft, because something that we need to bring up here. I don't think it's been widely reported, although I know it's been mentioned on the station here earlier, but maybe you were not listening. Can't assume you are a loyal minion. You're listening all hours of the day and all that. The initial story that came out on Friday indicated sex trafficking over and over and over again. All over the place. All weekend long, they were banging the drum. Sex trafficking. Well, now there's some new information out. And it really goes back to what we were talking about earlier with the Reason.com report. The woman was on the morning show, Elizabeth Nolan Brown. And it paints the picture here. This is some new reporting that, you know, he's been charged, Bob Kraft, with 2 counts of misdemeanor solicitation of a prostitute. But according to T.J. Quinn, to me, T.J. Quinn sounds like a television doctor, but he's been with breaking rumors on steroids and scandals and investigations and things like that for a long time. He's at ESPN. But T.J. Quinn claimed, according to his reporting, that many of the women who worked at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa there in beautiful Jupiter, Florida, including several who were living there, you know, were supposedly part of sex trafficking, right? However, the two women who were taking very good care of Bob Kraft, very, very good care of Bob Kraft, they do not appear to be part of that. According to his reporting, that one of the women here was the madam? I think that's what you call it. She was the manager of the spa. And the other has a New York driver's license. Both of them are trained masseuse. They have massage licenses in the state of Florida. How about that? And as a result, this is where it's important. This is the part of the story that's important. So because of that, the prosecutors have no leg to stand on as far as you know, sex trafficking and all that. They have no reason to believe they were living the underground lives that was being played out and all that. But the video, that's the other part of this. And Bob Kraft has hired a very prominent defense attorney to try to get to the bottom of it. I also saw a story going around. I have to find this, that the one of the women involved with Kraft, she has been arrested for this kind of thing in the past, that she's got a rap sheet. She's been partaking in this profession for a while there. This is not her first rodeo with this kind of thing. All right, we'll press on here. We'll take some more of your phone calls. The whole thing here as the scandal continues to go round and round and round and round. And not doing it. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's very unusual for prosecutors to hold a press conference, do national media, do the whole splash that they've done, talking about a crime that no one has even been arrested or charged for. I mean, doesn't happen. You don't have them talk about the elements of a crime unless they are, you know, trying to get more attention than the facts of their case actually have. And when actually called, you know, upon to actually give evidence in terms of anything, of charges being filed, of anything that they've had, they haven't been able to do it. They've had to actually walk it back when confronted with, well, were they not allowed to leave? Well, okay, they were allowed to leave. We said that they weren't, but, you know, they didn't. They often ate lunch there, and it's like, I eat lunch at my office. A lot of us eat lunch at our offices. That doesn't mean we're being trafficked.
So that was the voice of Elizabeth Nolan Brown from Reason.com, and she was on the morning show and laid it all out there, and much of what she said so far has lined up. She was just basing it off police reports, and she's covered some of these things in the past. And I mentioned this a couple of minutes ago with the Bob Kraft story, where one of the people involved in this had been arrested for it before. In fact, according to the reporting from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette there, the woman who ran one of the massage parlors and was arrested for this back in 2012 was also involved in this story in Florida. So there you go. She's got apparently quite the resume. One of the women here, she's now 49, and she was one of the people that was involved in this case in Florida. She managed the House of Ill Repute there. And she also, according to this, she was in Worcester back in 2012. She was sentenced in 2013 to 3 years of probation. So they get the whole story up there, and she relocated to Florida. And she said, hey, I'm good. Let's get back into business. We got to get back into business. We're back into business. Everything's good. All right, not doing it. We'll get to that coming up in a couple minutes. To the phones we go. And Marcel in Brooklyn is next on Sports Radio WEEI. Hello, Marcel. Oh, is he not paying attention? Did he fall asleep, Marcel? See, I hear some ambient noise in the background. Is he sleeping? Oh, he's gone. All right. No more Marcel. That does open a line up for you. 617-779-7937. If you'd like to take part. Now, I want to pivot a little bit away from Robert Kraft. We'll get back to it, though, in a sec. The next big event on the NFL calendar, outside of Bob Kraft and a possible court appearance, do you know what the next big event on the NFL calendar is? Are you aware? It's the meat market of the NFL offseason, the cattle call, which is going to take place here in the coming days, the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The 2019 Combine, where 330 college football players will be poked, prodded, timed, tested, kicked around, given IQ tests, all of that. And only some of them will end up being drafted in April. It's a very select group of people that get invited, and they often get it wrong. The NFL, there's some major screw-ups. Last year, for example, the NFL, they invited all these players to Indianapolis for the Combine, and a certain running back from the state of Colorado was not invited. He ended up being the first undrafted offensive rookie of the year ever to go to the Pro Bowl. Philip Lindsay, who ended up going to the Broncos, was not at the scouting combine. He was not there. But I found this interesting, not doing it. Over the next couple of days, the NFL Combine, as they set all of that up, and it's a whole to-do, every single team is going to have a representation from their head coach, their general manager, and or a player personnel executive that will be made available to the media, trying to drum up interest in the scouting combine and get people talking about it. Dopes like me on the radio get you fired up because you're excited about watching people run the 40 and do the shuttle drill and all that stuff. Well, there are only three teams over the next couple of days that have refused, said, no mas, I am not going to take part in the scouting combine. Not going to do it. Not going to happen. You want to take a guess which three teams? Now, one of them is kind of obvious here. Yeah, the Patriots. Ding, 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 ding. Not Patriots will not be doing it. Who else? How about the New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton? Now, Sean Payton's still complaining, whining, belly aching about the situation that took place in the NFC Championship game, even though he's part of the competition committee. Sean Payton, the Saints, won't be part of it. And the Washington Redskins with Dan Snyder. That's it. That's the list. So the Patriots are joined by the Saints and the Redskins, the teams that are not going to make either their head coach, shout out Belichick, their GM, shout out Belichick, and or a player personnel executive available to the media. That's it. That's the list. I also want to point out, if you're a football junkie and you're one of these football wonk types that love the combine, can't get enough of the combine, In the next couple of years, there is going to be a sea change in the comp. Now, it's been in Indianapolis pretty much as long as I can remember. It's been there forever. And it's not going to stay there, though. There's going to be a radical transformation in the next couple of years because the NFL, this is one of the big jewel events of the NFL offseason. You got the NFL draft, but the lead up to the draft, this is a big deal. Dependably, you know, it doesn't get huge ratings, but compared to some of the other crap that the NFL media channels put on where no one's watching, you know, you're better off putting the Showtime rotisserie chicken infomercial on. That'll get more ratings than some of these NFL programs. But the NFL in the next 5 years or so, and likely closer to the next 3 years, are going to shift the combine around the country. They're going to move it to Florida. They're going to move it to L.A. and some different locations. They're going to do that. That's the first thing they're going to do. The other thing they're going to do is make this a television spectacle, one of those made-for-TV spectacles. Because right now, most of this is done during the day. The working out's done during the day. But the NFL's like, this is a reality show. We're going to make this like American Idol. We're going to dim the lights. We're going to put a spotlight on these guys. And this is going to be wonderful. And so eventually what they're going to do is they're going to move the combine to nighttime. It's going to be a primetime event. For example, this year, Mighty Mouse is the most talked about player in the draft. Kyler Murray, 5'9", and some people think the team's going to draft a 5'9" quarterback to be their franchise quarterback in the first round, which is just ridiculous on the surface that you're going to draft somebody 5'9" and hand them the keys to the franchise and all that. But there's a lot of buzz about this guy from Oklahoma, the Heisman winner and all that. If this was 3 years from now, you know what they're going to do? They're going to put that in prime time. You know, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and make this a big to-do and advertise it, hype it up, right? Promote the hell out of it. They're already promoting this, but it's not in prime time. Make this a big to-do. Market the hell out of it, right? That's what they're going to try to do. Get that publicity thing going. All right, Ben Maller, we're hanging out late night on Sports Radio WEI. The number 617-779-7937 if you'd like to be part of the festivities. And we are on Twitter, at Ben Maller. And you can be part of the show that way, at Ben Maller. Matt calls in, or he writes in, rather. Matt says a different Matt than the normal Matt that usually writes in. And Matt wants to know how soon the NFL will punish Bob Kraft. Well, Matt, that is an open-ended question. I'm glad you asked. And as a open-ended question, Matt, we don't know. I'm assuming they're going to push this back. And since the floodgates have been opened on Bob Kraft right now, they're going to wait. They can play the waiting game, and Kraft's hired an attorney. We know how the court systems work in pretty much every part of the United States, that even though this is underway, it's going to take a while. You're not going to likely expedite the process through the court system. I think the term that can be used here is pond water. That's what I would expect. I mean, every once in a while, there's one of these things that goes at a very fast, accelerated pace. I'm going to assume the position that on some lazy random day, say in the month of May, Matt, or maybe early June when no one's paying attention, when people are doing other things and the weather's pretty good and people aren't following the monsters, the ghosts, the demons, and the evil spirits of the NFL offseason. When that's going on, then there'll be some, if there is a deal, if Kraft doesn't fight this and go all the way through the court system, and attempt to find that loophole to get out of this. To answer your question, Matt, I would like to think it's going to be happen before the start of the regular season, but this could come right up until the very beginning of the regular season. Like the Patriots, they go to training camp in July, mid-July or so, and I'm going to guesstimate that the actual punishment from the league office goes right up until the start of preseason games. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's going to go right up until that particular point. And what does the NFL do, though? If Bob Kraft can find a way to pull the rabbit out of the hat there, the go presto, and get out of this. What a letdown. What a disappointment that would be to so many people that have already had him removed as the Patriots owner. Now, the other thing here, one of the other tentacles of this, I mentioned this with a guy that called in earlier. What would it take for you to go rogue? What would Bob Kraft have to do? And I agree with you. I don't think this is much of anything per se. He's an old guy. He wanted to have a good time, and there you go. But what would it take for you to say, that's it, he's got to give up the team? What would he have to do for you as a Patriot fan to say, that's it? I have a tremendous amount of passion for the Patriots, but this is a line, and he has crossed the line, and I can no longer support Bob Kraft. Like, this is obviously not it, but there's got to be something there. The jokes on this are out. I mean, just amazing joke writing material. Just absolutely great. It's absolutely great. All right, time now for the Who Am I game. This is where we pretend to be, the instant trivia, rather. Not the Who Am I game. We did that last hour. Here's the instant trivia. Here we go. And only three, I found a football one. It's not a good one, but it's okay. Only three running backs have over 2,500 rushing attempts and have averaged at least 4.5 yards per carry in the NFL. They are Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson, and blank. Again, only three running backs have managed to go over 2,500 rushing attempts and ended up averaging at least 4.5 yards per carry in the NFL. They are Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson, and blank. If you know the answer, send me a message on Twitter. I might read it on the air. That's at Ben Maller. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Brad talked about just defensively, guys have been taking shortcuts. So do you see that, and how do you guys fix things like that at this point in the season, do you feel like?
I don't know, it's up to Brett.
Marcus said that you guys aren't playing together. Is that a fair diagnosis?
I mean, that's Marcus's opinion. So, is it your respect time? It.
Thank you, Kyrie.
Thanks, Kyrie.
Yes, thank you for nothing, Kyrie. I appreciate it. Go take your sourpuss and walk out of the locker room. Get out of here. It's just, I know you can't, you know, the body language, the eye rolls, the shoulders slouching, and how's he supposed to act? They just lost the game. The Celtics got blown out tonight as they played the Toronto Raptors. But what a killjoy. Like Kyrie, this entire season has been ball humbug guy. Like people say I'm a pessimist, but Kyrie Irving, I am like a Pollyanna compared to Kyrie Irving here, the way he's carried himself. But that's a pretty good effort to say, hey, my fault. It's up to Brad. I don't know. It's up to Brad. And you look at that record, that stat, right? That stat keeps popping up. You look at the numbers here with Kyrie Irving and the stats, and it's hanging around. You know, Kyrie knows about it. He's aware. He says, I don't consume the media much, but he does consume the media. He doesn't like the media, but he consumes the media. But if you look at the numbers with Kyrie when he has played for the Celtics, when Uncle Drew has been in the lineup, the Celtics have a 28-22 record. He's played 50 games now after tonight, and the Celtics record is 28-22, which is not bad. That's not a terrible record, 28-22. That is a record that gets you, you know, the winning percentage on that is solid. You're not going to say, well, that's not the worst team in the NBA. You're not the Phoenix Suns or the Cleveland Cavaliers at 28-22. That works out to a 560 winning percentage. And when Kyrie is not in the lineup, you look at the Celtics overall, and they've won 9 games and they've lost 2. Well, 9-2, it's small sample size, but 9-2, that works out to be a much more impressive 818 winning percentage when Kyrie hasn't been on the court. But he's just got this, his demeanor is one of either I don't care or why are you entering my space? Leave me alone. He's got this like very surly. Yes, and you've seen it. You know what I'm saying here with Kyrie. We'll pay off the Insta trivia right now. If you want to talk about the Celtic game tonight, we'll take some calls on that. It's been pretty much all Bob Kraft, which I guess is not surprising. It's not shocking at all. I kind of expected that to be the case. That's the big story. But the Celtics getting run off the court in an absolute train wreck. That was a car crash. And if you watched it, you are rubbernecking watching that misadventure that took place in Toronto tonight. Time now for the Insta trivia. Here it is. Only 3 running backs have over 2,500 rushing attempts and have averaged at least 4.5 yards per carry in the NFL. They are Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson, and blank. Fill in the blank. That's the question. What's the answer? Who do we have? Jared is going with James White as his answer. Jared's very powerful. He's a doctor of education. Who else? That is incorrect. We have Nick in New Hampshire going with Frank Gore. Matt, the Golden State Warrior fan listening on the radio.com app, got it right. It's a bad job by you. I have used this in the past. Will is going with Adam Sandler as his answer. Well, he was very effective in Waterboy. Boosted says Emmett Smith is the answer. Rob in Vegas is going with the dog whisperer Caesar Milan as the answer. Is he still doing that type of show, Caesar Milan? Is he still doing a dog whisperer type show? Didn't he have to go to a different channel or something like that? I thought I don't remember, but I met him one time. And he gets bitten, right? Like, that guy Caesar Milan got bitten a lot. Like, he's got bite marks. Anyway, all right. The answer, well, Matt got it right. The correct answer, the third running back, along with Barry Sanders and Adrian Peterson, to average 4.5 yards per carry with 2,500 rushing attempts in NFL history, Fred Taylor, the great Fred Taylor. Remember him from Jacksonville back in the day? Fred Taylor? Not a Hall of Famer. But there are people that are trying to get Fred Taylor into the Hall of Fame. They got to put Fred Taylor in the Hall of Fame. What's up with that? That's going to be tough, though. It's going to be difficult. He did play for the Patriots, actually, the end of his career, briefly. At the end of his career, he was there. I think of Fred Taylor. I don't even remember him really with the Patriots. I think of him only with the Jacksonville Jags, if you will. I think he only played as a Patriot, he played less. Over 2 years, he played less than a full season. He played 13 games total, I believe is the number. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Mike in Maine, who is up next on Sports Radio WEEI. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, man?
You tell me, Mike. What's on your mind, man? I was worried, Mike, you were that other guy named Mike in Maine that calls up and is a lunatic. But you're the normal Mike in Maine.
Yeah, I'm pretty normal. I would think so, anyways. So my question is, with the whole Bob Kraft thing, going to the courts, the U.S. courts or whatever, Florida courts, with the NFL having their own punishment, wouldn't that be like a double jeopardy situation?
Well, no, because it's not a court of law. The NFL can do whatever they want. They're a private business.
Right, but I mean, in a way, like, it's like he's getting a double whammy. He gets it from the courts and the embarrassment with the whole deal going on, and then he gets hit by his own league. I mean, these guys.
Oh yeah, that's life, though. It's actually, Mike, it's the trifecta, because he's got to deal with a lawyer, right? He's got to deal with the court system. As you mentioned, the court of public opinion, God forbid that video ever see the light of day, and you know it's eventually going to get out. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's going to be on the internet. You know it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be on the internet. We agree on that. And then he's going to be fined by the NFL and suspended. So he's going to get punished three times for what he did at that day spa in Florida.
Yeah.
But it happens. Listen, it happens all the time. Guys get in trouble in the end. You know this, Mike. Guys get DUIs. They get suspended. Guys get arrested. I mean, that's how the NFL does it. They have their own set of rules and regulations, and you know, everyone knows
I mean,
that.
Honestly, I get the whole human trafficking aspect of it. You know, he's not involved in that. There's no way. Like, he's too big a name to even think about getting involved with that. But I mean, it's a misdemeanor. I've got a misdemeanor. I'm pretty sure most everybody else has a misdemeanor of some sort of way or another. It's just, I don't know. I think it's getting blown way out of proportion just because he carries the name. But
well, Mike, it's a great story, though. I mean, it's the kind of story we all love. You can't push it back. I mean, the guy owns the Patriots. He's been all over television. He's a nationally known figure in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. I get that.
And he's going to a strip mall in Jupiter, Florida, to get a happy ending. I mean, he's driving his Bentley. It's the kind of story everyone. Part of human nature is the gossip. This is the perfect gossip story. It's got everything. Yeah, it's got sex. It's got power. It's got money. It's got everything.
Very true. Very true.
I got you. All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy. There you go. This is Mike. It's not double jeopardy. It's not triple jeopardy. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Punishment for you. Punishment for you. Well, there's a breaking story tonight from the wacky world of baseball. I want to get this in because I just saw this and I thought, wow. Major League Baseball has been using this Fugazi pitch clock, which I'm not against. I am not against the implementation of the pitch clock in baseball because these guys have taken way too long to throw the damn ball. And it's ridiculous. I remember one game last year, EEI carried the NL wildcard game between the Rockies and the Cubs. That game went so long that I did not even get on the air. I was standing by in the studio waiting for late night to come on. I didn't get on. There were some Red Sox games last year that took forever, and I got like 20 minutes of show because the game that was supposed to go 3 hours and 30 minutes or 3 hours and 15 minutes went 5 hours or 5.5 hours. It was insane. So, but here's the story. It's being reported tonight that Major League Baseball is considering pushing back the clock, the dreaded clock, until the year 2022. They're trying to negotiate with the players' union, and they want all kinds of other rules to be put in. And I'm just reading this just coming into me right now here in the studio, but it says, according to the story, that baseball, they say, hey, we're not going to do the pitch clock thing right now because these veteran pitchers are all upset about it, so we're going to push it back. But in 2022, we want a 3-batter minimum for pitchers and roster size changes in 2020. So they say, that's the deal. You can either have the pitch clock or 3-batter minimum which I support that also. Again, an abuse of the rule book by Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, by Craig Counsell, let's be honest here, by Cora. This conga line of relief pitchers is ridiculous. So baseball is proposing limitations on also position player usage as pitchers. Remember, that became a thing last year where everyone was using these position players. There was a stretch in a couple of weeks in the middle of the year where that was in vogue. They want to get rid of the non-waiver trading deadline, and they want to cut mound visits and shorten inning breaks. So they're all in on that. All right, we'll let that digest. We'll talk more about that. We'll press on here and get back more into the sultry world of Bob Kraft. We've got a couple things going on. I got the Celtics falling apart, going off the rails in Toronto, and also the drama with Bob Kraft. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.